Welcome to the Transcendent Minds podcast, the podcast where we explore the mysteries of the mind and the human experience. Join us as we delve into topics such as consciousness, spirituality, and personal growth with expert guests and thought-provoking discussions. Get ready to expand your mind and discover new insights on this journey of self-discovery. Now here's your host, Peter Michael Deeds. I stand before you today not merely as a humble messenger, but as a leader who's chosen to assume the sacred mantle of responsibility that guides us all. For far too long, I have borne witness to the tides of turmoil that threatens to engulf our world, and I can no longer stand idly by. And it is with a heart brimming with purpose and a spirit emboldened by an unwavering conviction that I now take this step forward. I do so not out of a sense of self-aggrandizement or hubris, but rather a profound understanding that each one of us must answer the call to leadership in our own lives. We can no longer afford to relegate the stewardship of our collective destiny to the hands of others, for in doing so, we surrender our power to shape the world we wish to inhabit. The time has now come for each one of us to rise above the confines of complacency and embrace the truth that we are the architects of our reality. And it is this realization that has compelled me to record this and to stand before you today to give voice to the urgings of my soul and to rally us all to a higher calling. I believe with every fiber of my being that we possess the capacity to transcend the adversities that beset us and to forge a new path. And that is a path that leads us towards a world of profound harmony, boundless abundance, and enduring peace. But this transformation cannot be achieved through mere words or lofty ideals alone. It demands of us a willingness to roll up our sleeves and engage in the sacred labor of personal and collective growth. It requires us to shed the shackles of fear, doubt, and limitation that have shackled us for too long. So I invite you to join me on this journey, a journey that will undoubtedly challenge us, test our resolve, and demand the very best of our spiritual fortitude. But I can assure you, the rewards that await us at the end of this path are beyond anything we can fathom in our current state of consciousness. But together we can cultivate the fertile soil of wisdom and resilience within our hearts, nurturing the seeds of a new paradigm, one that honors the sanctity of life and celebrates our diversity, and empowers us to co-create a reality that reflects the highest aspirations of the human spirit. And it is a path that will require us to confront the shadows within and without, to fearlessly shine the light of truth upon the injustices and imbalances that plague our world. But we shall do so with the knowledge that our collective strength is far greater than the sum of our struggles. Let us embark upon this sacred quest with open hearts and unwavering determination. Let us be the beacons of hope and transformation that guide humanity towards a new dawn of consciousness, for it is only through our united efforts that we shall manifest the world we dream of, a world where love, compassion, and unity reign supreme. The choice is ours, my friends. Will we continue to languish in the shadows of resignation and complacency, or will we rise to meet the challenges of our time, armed with the indomitable spirit of leadership that resides within each one of us? The path ahead may be arduous, but the rewards are far greater than we can ever imagine. So let us take that first step together, hand in hand, heart to heart, united in our shared vision of a world reborn. My friends, brothers and sisters of this global spiritual community, I stand here at times with a heavy heart, but with an unshakable resolve, because for far too long we've witnessed the world being locked in an age-old battle between the forces that seek to uplift humanity and those that threaten to tear us apart. Let's not mince words here. The struggle between light and darkness, between compassion and cruelty, between unity and division rages on unabated. It infiltrates our personal lives, our communities, our nations, and the entire world order. The very fabric of our existence trembles amidst the unrelenting tides of adversity, and we cannot resign ourselves to helplessness or succumb to the allure of apathy, because in doing so, we surrender the keys to our collective destiny to those malignant energies that seek to extinguish hope itself. We are the torchbearers of higher consciousness, and our light must not flicker in the face of darkness. The time has come to redefine the role of spirituality in our lives. It can no longer be a mere solace, fleeting escape from the harsh realities that confront us. No, no. We must wield our spiritual fortitude as a potent force for transformation, a catalyst for change that reverberates across all strata of society. We cannot rely solely on the recitation of mantras or the chanting of noble platitudes. Such acts, while well-intentioned, are but the first steps on a journey that demands far more of us. We must embark on a path of profound self-awareness, cultivating the wisdom to discern truth from falsehood and the courage to confront justice in all its insidious forms. It's time to hold ourselves accountable for our thoughts, our words, and our deeds. For every action we take, every decision we make carries the weight of consequence, not just for ourselves, but for generations to come. And we must vanquish and embrace critical thinking as our ally, subjecting our beliefs and assumptions to the crucible of scrutiny, or we become unwitting accomplices to the very forces we seek to vanquish. Blind faith and dogma are the shackles that bind us to ignorance and stagnation. As we navigate this tumultuous landscape, let us not lose sight of our shared humanity. Our differences, be they of creed, culture, or ideology, must not divide us, but rather enrich the tapestry of our collective wisdom. I see we stand at a pivotal crossroads in humanity's journey. The days of succumbing to the shackles of outdated paradigms and decaying systems are drawing to a close. A new dawn beckons, heralding the birth of a new earth. A world where our collective consciousness ascends heights unimagined. This is no mere flight of fancy, but a clarion call to embrace our sacred duty as dream weavers and world builders. For far too long, we have allowed the fetters, the shackles, and the chains of limitation and scarcity to constrain our boundless potential. But now, the time has come to shed those self-imposed chains and step into the radiant light of infinite possibility. The new earth we envision is one where the old paradigms of greed, corruption, and exploitation hold no sway. It is a world where the harmonious coexistence of all life forms is not an idealistic notion, but a living, breathing reality. A world where our spiritual evolution is not a fleeting afterthought, but the very foundation upon which we erect the pillars of society. To manifest this realm, we must first undergo a profound metamorphosis within. We must shed the tattered garments of fear, anger, and hatred that have clothed us for far too long. It is only through the dissolution of these toxic energies that we can clear the path for the emergence of our highest selves. Let us cultivate the fertile soil of compassion, empathy, and unconditional love within our hearts. Let us nurture the seeds of wisdom and understanding, that they blossom into a verdant garden of unity and interconnectedness. In this sacred endeavor, we must embrace the power of collective intention and focused will, for it is through the synergy of our unified consciousness that we shall breathe life into the blueprints of a new earth. Let our meditations, our prayers, and our affirmations resound as a celestial symphony, harmonizing the vibrations of our reality with the frequencies of our deepest aspirations. And as we venture forth into this uncharted territory, let us not forget the lessons of our past. Let us honor the sacrifices of those who came before us, whose struggles paved the way for our awakening. Let us draw strength from their resilience and fortitude as we forge ahead with unwavering determination. The road ahead will not be without its challenges, for the forces of stagnation and regression will undoubtedly resist our ascension. But we must remain steadfast in our resolve, for the prize we seek is nothing less than the fulfillment of our collective destiny, a world where love, peace, and abundance reign supreme. Let us embrace this sacred calling. Let us join hands and hearts, transcending all barriers of the mind, and venture forth into the radiant dawn of a new earth. And the path to manifesting our collective vision of a new earth is one that cannot be traversed alone, for it is in the strength of community, in the sacred bonds that unite us, that we shall find the truest embodiment of immunity, an immunity not merely of the physical form, but of the soul itself. Let's reflect on the timeless wisdom that when we come together as one, we transcend the limitations of our individual selves and tap into a wellspring of power that knows no bounds. It is in this union that we discover the true essence of protection. We become guardians of one another's hopes, dreams, and aspirations. And in the embrace of community, we cultivate a profound sense of belongingness, a fundamental human need that has been too often neglected in the pursuit of fleeting material gains. But here, among those who share our values, our beliefs, and our unwavering commitment to the greater good, we find a sanctuary where our truest selves can flourish without fear or judgment. It is within these hallowed circles that we can draw upon the nourishing waters of emotional support, a remedial balm that soothes the wounds inflicted by the world, often consumed by difference and callousness and cruelty. For in the shared understanding of our fellow travellers, we find the strength to navigate even the most treacherous of life's landscapes, secure in the knowledge that we need never bear our burdens alone. And what is a community, if not a tapestry woven from the threads of collaboration and cooperation? Because it is here that we pool our talents, our wisdom, our resources. We create a vibrant ecosystem of synergy and mutual empowerment. And through our collective efforts, we forge an unbreakable chain that defies the fragmentation and disunity that plagued our world for far too long. But perhaps most profoundly, it is the sense of security that a true community bestows upon its members that serves as the ultimate embodiment of immunity. For in the embrace of those who share our vision, our hopes, and our dreams, we find solace in the knowledge that we are never truly alone in our struggles. We are supported by the collective presence of kindred spirits, a bastion of strength that fortifies us against the onslaught of fear and doubt and despair. Because it's only through the synergy of our collective efforts, the fusion of our diverse perspectives, and the unwavering commitment to uplift one another that we shall manifest the new earth we all so fervently desire. And in doing so, we are sure to bequeath to future generations a legacy of immunity, and immunity rooted not in the fragile defenses of just the physical realm, but in the unbreakable bonds of heart, mind, and spirit that binds us as one human family. When people are in a community, it can generate such a sense of immunity or protection. And that immunity stems from the strong support and connective thread that exists among community members. Being part of a community provides a sense of belongingness where individuals feel accepted and valued for who they are. And this sense of belonging fosters a feeling of security and comfort, which can act as a buffer against emotional distress and existential concerns. Communities offer a support network that provides emotional assistance during challenging times and when individuals face difficulties or hardships, and we all do, there is a knowing that they can turn to their community for support, which creates a sense of safety and protection, and this emotional support can help individuals navigate life's ups and downs more effectively. As a community, we can have shared values and beliefs. When we come together based on common goals and principles, it creates a cohesive bond amongst members of the community. And this shared sense of purpose and understanding fosters a collective identity, reinforcing a feeling of unity and protection within the community. And we can thrive as a community on collaboration and cooperation. When we work together towards a common goal, we can pool our resources, our skills, and our knowledge. And this collective effort creates a sense of strength and resilience within the community. We can rely on one another for assistance, problem solving, and achieving shared objectives. And this enhances the overall well-being of the community. And within community, there's a sense of safety and security that arises from the collective presence. People feel protected and supported by the community, knowing they're not alone in facing life's challenges. And this collective security can provide us with peace of mind and a belief that they can overcome obstacles with the help of their community. The path to manifesting this cannot be traversed alone. So as we stand united in this sacred quest, I see a vision of an enlightened world that can blaze brightly in our collective consciousness. And I want to leave you with some profound questions to ponder and contemplate. If we choose to, as the risen ones, can transcend the shackles of fear and limitation and division that have bound humanity for eons, and instead boldly embrace our true nature as infinite beings of light, as infinite beings of love, what profound transformations might we catalyze upon this planet? What wondrous realities might we birth into existence, into the collective, if we fully embodied the unwavering truth that our thoughts, our intentions, and our actions possess the power to shape the very fabric of our existence? What if we dared to dream beyond the confines of the known, and surrender to the boundless expanse of possibility that awaits our awakened minds and spirits? Could we not harness the eternal currents of creation itself and weave them into a tapestry of unimaginable beauty and harmony? Might we not become the living embodiments of a new paradigm, one where scarcity and lack hold no dominion upon us, where the abundance of the cosmos flows freely through our open hearts and hands? Could we not invoke the sacred geometries that underlie all of our existence, aligning our vibrations with the celestial harmonies that sing through every atom and every galaxy, and in doing so birth a world of perfect equilibrium and sublime grace? If we choose to release the fetters of judgment and instead embrace the exquisite diversity of our human family with the reverence it deserves, might we not forge an unbreakable unity that renders all conflict and separation obsolete? And if we dare to look within and peel away the layers of conditioned beliefs and programming, and gazed upon the radiant essence of our eternal souls, could we not access the infinite wellsprings of wisdom, creativity, and healing that reside at our very core? I leave you with these inquiries, not merely as rhetorical musings, but as invocations, as keys that can unlock the gateways to a reality beyond our wildest imaginings. Because in the space between the question and the answer lies the primordial field of pure potential, and that awaits our focused intention and unwavering will to breathe it into form. So I urge you to hold these wonderings close to your hearts, allowing them to permeate your being and ignite the fires of transformation that can blaze forth and illuminate the path towards the new earth we are so diligently crafting. And as we walk this path together, hand in hand, heart to heart, let us forever remember that we're not mere spectators in this cosmic dance, but the very choreographers of our collective destiny. The choice is ours, and the time is now. It's later than you think. So I ask you, what world shall we create? That's it for today's episode of Transcendent Minds. We hope you enjoyed this exploration of the mysteries of the mind and of the human experience. If you have any questions, comments, or suggestions for future episodes, we would love to hear from you. Be sure to subscribe on Apple Podcasts. And if you feel inclined, please leave a rating and a review, as this goes a long way. And follow us on social media to stay up to date with the latest episodes. Thanks for tuning in. And until next time, keep transcending your mind.